play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders, EliteInkPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Steve Cheeseman with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good evening and welcome to Sterling as the Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road tonight, trying to expand on their lead in the Western Big Six. Galesburg at 7-2 in conference play. Sterling coming in at 2-5. Of course, Galesburg winners twice over the Golden Warriors earlier this season. Back at John Thiel Gymnasium in December, 92-76. That's the night Jalen McCants had a career-high 41 points on 17 of 21 shooting from the free-throw line in that game. Meanwhile, down at Taylorville, these two teams met again for the Taylorville Tournament Championship, and the Silver Streaks won that game 48-44. McCants was held to 8, but Eric Price scored 18 in that game. The Sterling team can knock down threes, as we talked about a little bit in the pregame show. They hit 12 in the game at John Thiel Gym, just 4 down at the Taylorville Tournament. And so they can knock it down from just about any place on the floor, and most likely far more confidently on their home court as well. Developing story in high school basketball that Steve and I learned about just about 5 minutes before we went on the air here tonight is that Lincoln Park, the Chicago Public School team that the Silver Streaks played at the Orr Shootout last week, has had the rest of its season suspended. There have been some issues going on. We touched on them a little bit during our broadcast last week when head coach Pat Gordon was suspended coming out of a holiday tournament that Lincoln Park had played in Detroit. And there were some allegations of some misconduct by a couple of the players and some knowledge by the coaching staff. So head coach Pat Gordon was suspended. Well, now the program has been suspended. The school's basketball season has been suspended. And the principal has been removed at Lincoln Park High School. So that's a story that's just come out of the Chicago area just within about the last half hour, 40 minutes or so. And we'll continue to watch how that plays out. But, boy, just really what a horrible situation to have kids be in a situation. We don't know the full story there, but certainly one will be watching as it develops through the weekend and into next week. Silver Streaks win the tip here against sophomores 165-35. Galesburg starting the five who have become the rotation even after the return of Caleb Meadows. Entry pass down low to Eric. Pump fakes, caught off, leaves it off to Milan. He goes with the head and shoulder fake, puts the shot up. The ball got blocked in the air. I don't think they're going to call goaltending, although I think they probably could, as Riley got undercut underneath, and he's going to go to the free throw line just 16 seconds into the game.
Good patience, extra pass, and a good shot fake there.
And Riley's first free throw clangs off the front of the rim. The foul on Trevor Voss, his first. Familiar names. Again, third time these two teams have played, second time in conference play. Cooper Willman, the starting quarterback for the terrific Sterling football team, as Milan missed both free throws, and Trevor Jordan chases down the rebound. Isaiah Yarbrough, Noah Lapanti, Trevor Voss. Those three guys can really light it up from outside. This is Yarbrough with it now. Coming up top, Streaks come out, flash the double team on top of him, knock the loose ball, and come out with a steal. Into the front court, McCants going one on three, takes it in from the left side, and the basket and the Streaks score first.
Good job of converting that turnover into an easy basket. That's a recipe for success.
Dribble drive up top by Aponte, cut off in the lane, gets a shot up anyway. Jalen McCants with a rebound. Outlet to Alex, driving in, kick out, Dre, right wing three, off the rim, and the weak side box out rebound by Trevor Jordan, who's got two boards already. Silver Streaks with a steal, and it's Egyptiaco, Drea Egyptiaco with a layup. So two Sterling turnovers lead to two transition baskets.
Great basketball instincts there. He got in the passing lane. He read that, an easy basket on that outlet pass.
4-0 Silver Streaks, a minute 15 into the game. On the right side on the dribble, Voss with a step back. Good defense by Dre to cut him off out there. Now Jordan around the screen. The Streaks switch defensively, but Jordan takes it all the way in from the right side and lays it in.
Yeah, our switch there wasn't a smooth transition, and it gave him a step, and he had an easy, easy lane to the basket.
Eric Price across midcourt, trying to work around a couple screens out high. Ineffective, so now the entry pass goes down low to Jalen. Contact, airballs the shot with the right hand. Voss under the basket with a rebound. Sterling pushing it. Driving in from the right side, Jordan. The kick out to the baseline. Willman pulls it out on the wing. Trying to go around Milan. Stops left side of the wing. Has the ball knocked out of his hands by Price. Scramble for the ball in the lane. Price rips it out. Layup by Dre at the other end. Step to the basket.
Great aggressiveness. Great hands. Good steal and strip by Eric.
Three turnovers on Sterling. Three runouts for the Silver Streaks. Dribble drive in from the right side, and an offensive foul called as Alex was there waiting, and Voss ran over him for his second foul, fourth Sterling turnover, and how good to see the Silver Streaks draw a charge. We haven't seen much of that this year.
No, and you watch that, you could see that. I was trying to look, and most people that are coached or whatever are looking to see what your defender does as you see that direct drive. He stepped up. You have to step up there, and he gets the call there. Great defensive play, heavy defensive play.
John Paul Schilling, a 5'10 freshman, into the game as Voss goes to the bench with his second foul just over 2 minutes into the game. Streaks leading 6-2. Up top, Milan. Going to shoot the long three. Hits!
Good rhythm there. Shot that with confidence there. Great start by the Streaks.
9-2, 7-point lead. Now a three to answer at the other end. Yarbrough from way downtown. And the miss. Price with a rebound. Eric into the front court on his own. Down the lane. Kick out. To Alex, leaves it off for Jalen, driving in from the left side, bumps off his man, airballs another one with a right hand, and Yarbrough underneath for the loose ball rebound. On the right side, Donovan Jones, a junior, into the game, into the corner to Schilling. Schilling pulls it back out to Jones up top. 9-2 Silver Streaks. We've played 3 minutes here in the opening quarter. On the dribble up top, Schilling to the right side, onto the wing. Goes back to Jones. They're the only two who've touched the ball in this possession. Now they get it to Jordan on the right wing. Everything's been heavy on the right side of the floor in this possession for Sterling. Here's Yarbrough with it now into the right corner. Jones wide open three, hits it.
Yeah, can't let him, and that's one of the keys. Can't let them just shoot wide open uncontested threes.
9-5, cuts the deficit down to four. Silver Streaks on top. Price will bring it across midcourt. Under 4.5 minutes to go, opening quarter. Dre Egyptiaco, Schilling with a reach in, knocks it out of his hands out of bounds. Dre, of course, coming off that career high 24 in the win over Quincy on Tuesday night. And Jalen McCants, a career high 21 rebounds. Bounce pass from Price inside to Milan, pulls it back out onto the left wing. Milan skips it up top between the circles. Alex down the left side of the lane, takes it all the way, but the shot rolls off the rim. Jordan with his third rebound for Sterling. Quick pass into the front court. Here's Willman, left corner for three, missed it. Rebound batted out of the hands of Alex, and Riley Milan picks up the loose ball. Back comes Galesburg, and knocking it out of the bounds, Cooper Willman jumped into the passing lane, knocked it out in front of the Sterling bench.
And this has a start, pace-wise, more like the game in Galesburg than the game in Taylorville, when both teams were gassed after five games in 3 days.
Again, Streaks put up 92 in that game. There's a tip on the inbound, but it goes over two Sterling players. Out of bounds on the baseline. Now instead of inbounding it on the Sterling front of the Sterling bench, Galesburg will inbound it on the baseline left of the basket.
This allows you to run an inbounds play from the baseline here.
Goes up top to Price on the wing. Fakes left, goes right. Jordan cuts him off on the baseline. Fires it back out. Streaks with the extra pass over to Alex. Back to Dre. Shot the three. Got blocked. Rebound off of Dre's hands out of bounds as Jordan came flying out for the rejection. And the Streaks couldn't pick the ball up off the floor back to the Golden Warriors.
And Jordan's a good defender. He's done a good job thus far on Eric. He contested the shot there and made a block and a good hustle play there, and Sterling's got the ball.
Caleb Meadows comes into the game, his first action. Of course, this is the first time that Sterling will see Meadows as well, as he was not with the team. Now, he was with the team, but he was not eligible to play when these two teams met back in December. 9-5, Galesburg by 4, under 3.5 minutes to go first quarter. Here's Jordan out of control, just threw the ball up toward the basket, way off the mark. Eric Price with a rebound into the front court. Goes to the left corner, pulls it back out to Alex. Up top, McCants puts the ball on the floor, feeds it underneath to Kyleb. Head and shoulder fake, gets plowed over from behind by Schilling. His first foul, and Kyleb will shoot two free throws.
Real good ball movement there, and real good ball movement in sync. It had pace to it and rhythm. The ball was distributed and thrown at the right spots to the right people at the right time there. Nice job by the Streaks.
Three team fouls on Sterling, none on the Streaks. A little over 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Meadows to the free throw line, 14 out of 23 on the season, just under 61%. Dre Egyptiaco on the bench with Meadows into the game. First one up and in. 10-5, Streaks by 5. Noah LaPonte back into the game for Sterling as Yarborough gets his first breather. Still waiting for Meadows to really find his rhythm on the varsity level. In his 10th bank game back here tonight, knocks down both free throws. He's going to be a huge part of the Silver Streaks team down the stretch if Galesburg is going to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Yes, we certainly need his scoring punch.
Schilling on the right side, guarded by Meadows. Now starts a dribble, working his way to the top of the arc inside the free throw line, and a quick hand check foul called on Meadows. That'll be the first of the game against the Silver Streaks.
And that's been a more point of emphasis here in the last couple of years, that on the ball you've got to keep your hands off, you've got to keep your forearms off in terms of what we used to call the old hand check. And rightfully so, that impedes a dribbler in a way that basketball is not supposed to be played.
Nathan Ottens, a 6'2 junior, into the game, replacing Donovan Jones for Sterling. Here's Schilling, the freshman, with it in the far corner. Dribbles it back out on the defense. Now Jalen McCants jumps out. They double-team him, and pressure on Schilling forced him to dribble it out of bounds. 5 turnovers on Sterling.
Good double-team there, timed at the right time to get a turnover.
The Silver Streaks really have seemed to start to use that flash, that jump out defensively more effectively here, and I'd say the last 2 weeks.
It's a great defensive weapon.
There's Meadows up top, cut off at the free throw line. Skips it to the outside, Egyptiaco, working right to left, hands off to Price. Long three, got partially blocked. Loose ball, McCants up and in. Johnny on the spot, easy lay-in for Jalen.
I mean, he sure is. He cleans up on the offensive glass, gets a ton of stick-back points.
4 points, 2 rebounds. Quick jumper by Willman, knocks it down at the free throw line.
Good move off the dribble, that little pound dribble, and mid-range jump shot from the foul line.
Quick answer by Sterling, 13-7 Streaks. McCants with a hesitation dribble in the lane. Contact, shot off the back iron. Loose ball picked up off the floor. Aponte with a rebound. Jalen maybe trying to force it a little too much on the inside. Here's the run out to the left side. Ottens knocks down a wide open three from the left corner, and Galesburg calls timeout. Full timeout, 13-10 Galesburg, 1:54 to go first quarter. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Brett.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen, maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Tune in for Fighting Line Eye Basketball Sunday as Illinois takes on Iowa. Coverage begins at 11 a.m.
Follow the Illini all season long on WGIL.
Timeout Galesburg, 1:54 to go first quarter. Streaks lead is 13-10, but going to call on the coach's observations here, Steve. You're observing the Streaks again not getting back defensively.
Yeah, and they pride themselves and their bread and butters being able to hit that three-point shot out of transition. We've given 3 of them up wide open here early.
3-point Galesburg lead. Ball poked out of Meadows' hands, chases it down in the backcourt. Now McCants on the right elbow, directing traffic. Calling for a screen, gets freed up, reverses back behind him to Alex, cut off on the low blocks, back out to Jalen. Long three on the way off the back iron. Rebound, it's going to be a hold call on Alex from the backside of Donovan Jones, and that'll be the first of the game on Egyptiaco coming off the missed three-pointer.
And I think you made that observation here a second ago. Jalen just trying to force things a little bit too much instead of letting the game come to him here, and And they're doing a good job. They're shading somebody off on him every possession or every time he gets possession of the ball.
Of course, he got off to kind of a slow start at Galesburg, too. Ended up with 41 that night. That was the night that Jalen got knocked to the floor and hit his head when he hit the floor, had to go out of the game. And when he came back, he was a man possessed, couldn't be stopped. Here's a good on the give and go into the entry pass to Donovan Jones with a layup. Sterling pulls within one at 13-12. He got the screen in the middle of the lane, found Jones cutting wide open to the basket. And Sterling is pulled within one, and now we've got a foul called against Alex Egyptiaco, setting an illegal screen. That's the first Galesburg turnover. Second foul on Alex, and a chance for Sterling to take the lead here with under a minute to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, Alex just got tangled up there, wasn't set on the screen, and gets called for the illegal screen there by the official.
First turnover, right?
Yes,
Galesburg,
first
that's
turnover,
what I had.
Yeah.
Okay. 13-12, Galesburg, Sterling with the ball. The Streaks were up 8, 13-5. Seven straight for the Warriors, looking for their first lead of the night here. McCants comes out, pass goes into the right corner to Schilling, but he's going to pull the ball back out with 36 seconds to go. Now the ball deflected into the backcourt. Good steal by Eric, and the layup, and that's a big shot for the Silver Streaks to try to turn this momentum around. And another steal in the backcourt, this time by Dre, and back to Dre on the give from Price, and four quick points put the Streaks up 5 at 17-12.
All from being aggressive on the defensive end and getting after the basketball.
Here's the drive in from the right side, and the scoop up short by Sterling Golden Warriors. Now a Euro step in the lane, and the ball deflected. Dre gets it back, tries to tip it out. Picked off by Yarbrough, leads the break. A jumper left side, missed by Nathan Nottens at the buzzer. And that's how the first quarter ends. 17-12, Galesburg after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Bored at your current job? Or maybe you need another part-time position to help make ends meet? See a list of current local job openings right now at galesburg.info keyword jobs. You'll find positions in sales, residential assistance, manufacturing, and more. Galesburg.info keyword jobs.
If you're spotted wearing the blue WGIL button, you could win cash. Pick one up today at Hy-Vee on East Main Street and on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Full details at WGIL.com.
Jalen McCants rips the ball away on the inside from Sterling, has it back on the left side to the free throw line, cut off, fires into the right side. Extra pass up top to Meadows, down low to Jalen. Left wing to Dre Egyptiaco, just underway second quarter. Sterling turned it over on its first possession, and another illegal screen called against the Silver Streaks. This one against McCants, his first foul.
Yeah, that one there I didn't see, but the official was very demonstrative in terms of calling that illegal screen there by Jalen at the high post area, or in the high post area.
Silver Streaks 7 out of 16 in the first quarter, 1 out of 5 shooting threes. Sterling just 5 out of 11 and out-rebounded Galesburg. Now the Streaks jump that pass out high again. They go after Schilling, but Schilling saves it. Loose ball on the floor. Willman with a runner from the left side. Can't finish off the shot. Scramble for the rebound. It's McCants who comes out with it. Big miss by Sterling. Streaks into the front court. McCants trying to juke and jive. Kick out. Left corner. Harden for three. And that's a big shot for the Silver Streaks.
Big hit. We were struggling a little bit getting any kind of rhythm in the offensive end. And that gets you healthy in a hurry. Good-looking shot again. Mark Harden supplying energy and offense off the bench.
After Sterling scored 7 in a row to get within one, here's contact on the runner. No foul called. Sterling missed the shot, but the loose ball found its way back to Schilling, who lays it up and in. So that ends the little Galesburg 7-0 run to answer Sterling's run. And the lead is 6 at 20-14, under 6.5 minutes to go.
We'll see an isolation play here for Jalen, one-on-one.
Isolated to the right. He steps into the middle, but he can't finish off the layup. And the rebound, Trevor Voss for Sterling. Points have been hard to come by here early. And a long three on the right side by Yarbrough from way downtown. And the lead just like that back down to three at 20-17.
Out of transition again in a secondary break.
Price to the outside, DeMarco. Left side, Caleb Meadows drives baseline. Reverse layup with the right hand. Can't spin it in off the glass. And the rebound, Trevor Jordan for the Golden Warriors. And a chance for Sterling to get back into within one. And there's a big block by McCants on Jordan dribbling down the left side of the lane. Knocked out of bounds. Sterling hangs on to it.
Again, Jalen's length. He hung with him, and his length was able to block that shot. Even though that Sterling shot the ball there, Jordan shot the ball with a lefty little baby hook.
Jordan on the inbound gives to Schilling. Found an opening in the lane. Spin moves. Makes contact running into Drea Gypsyako, and a travel called instead. Nine turnovers on Sterling. Price, Drea Gypsyako, McCants, Meadows, and DeMarco Harden for the Silver Streaks on the floor here in the second quarter. 5.5 minutes to play for the half. Galesburg leading by three. Price on a move inside, blocked by Jordan, gets it back, and then Eric trying to get the ball back, fouled him. Eric just trying to do too much against a bigger body and a taller player in Trevor Jordan. 5 inches taller and a longer arm span, got the block, and forcing another Galesburg timeout.
And Jordan's athletic enough, Brad, where he can guard Eric one-on-one on the perimeter. Did it beautifully there. Didn't go for the fake. Was able to go up when Eric went up and block his shot there. Good defense by Jordan.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Sterling tonight. Steve and I traveling in style, as always. I mean, that even goes without saying these days. Galesburg Nissan does such a great job taking care of us. We've got a 2017 Nissan Rogue SV, a little over 13,000 miles, list price just over 21,000. And of course, it does qualify for that lifetime powertrain warranty as part of the certified pre-owned fleet. We invite you to check it out, the 2017 Nissan Rogue SV at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Certainly echo what Brad says there. Every car has just been just an outstanding vehicle.
Streaks lead 20-17 and a foul in the backcourt on Caleb Meadows. And fouls mounting for the Silver Streaks. The first three in the game were against Sterling. They haven't had one since then. And Galesburg's team fouls are up to six with 5:21 to go in the first half.
We have the Sterling ball handler doubled there in the corner. And there's another foul on the inbounds pass. We've got to make an adjustment here. This game's going to be much more tightly called here as we're moving forward.
That's the first foul on Drea Gypsyako, and it puts Sterling into the bonus now with 5:20 to go. And this is a situation that we haven't seen very often this season, is another team getting to the free throw line early in the game and much earlier than the Silver Streaks are. And Sterling could really take advantage of this, down just three with 5:20 to go in the first half.
And it's funny, you and I were just talking about this in a general way as we were eating before the ball game. How would we adjust to foul situations and foul situation to some of our key players?
Trevor Jordan missed the front end of the one-and-one. Jalen McCants with the rebound. Streaks dodge a bullet, still leading by three. McCants around a Milan screen, jump stop in the lane, cut off, kick out, Price left corner, way too strong on the three, but the weak side rebound, Riley Milan. Up to Harden, spin move in the lane, fake the pass, and put up the shot and in.
Mark has been key here in a couple of possessions scoring the ball.
On the left side, Willman. Up top, Schilling traveled with it. He juggled the pass when it came to him, got the ball caught on the hip, and he moved his feet.
Good call by the official there. He ran before he had it, like you said, juggled it, and took steps.
Credit to Riley Milan on the last trip down the court for that offensive rebound after the big air ball by Price over the rim, and Riley's second effort got the Streaks points on the DeMarco Harden basket, and Galesburg's lead is five with the ball again. Price around the screen, up top to Marco. He'll shoot the three, and he rattles it through. 3 for 3 in the quarter, 8 points for DeMarco Harden. Galesburg's lead is 8 with 4.5 minutes to go in the half. Yarbrough on the right side. Here's Meadows, comes out, pokes it into the backcourt. Layup up and in. And a timeout by Sterling as Galesburg has jumped the lead very quickly up to 10 at 27-17.
And certainly all jump started by DeMarco Harden with a couple key baskets, creating energy and providing energy off the bench. And then a nice steal there by Meadows. And we run off 7 straight points and get a double-digit lead again, Brad.
Silver Streak scored their first three baskets off Sterling turnovers. We don't keep points off of turnovers, but, I mean, there's another perfect example of it right now, how these turnovers, especially the live ball turnovers at midcourt, have led to some big transition opportunities and helped build the Skelsberg lead very quickly up to 10 at 27-17.
And I would say, you know, with the eye test, that we have scored well over half of our points tonight off of turnovers. And we've been very aggressive. We've run and jump. We've double-teamed. Been in the passing lanes, but also literally picked their pocket here. And then we've got easy baskets on the other end. And that provides momentum for you and energy for you. And there's the perfect example there. And I think you'll see us come out and work on trying it again here.
Because it's the half court where the Silver Streaks haven't been very good tonight. So thank goodness for turning those turnovers into points here that have helped build this 10-point lead for Galesburg. Streaks have led the entire game. Here's another near steal. Jalen got the ball poked loose, but then DeMarco passing it through the lane got intercepted, and the Warriors back in transition, and Willman banks it up and in from the left side. 27-19. So there's another situation where the Streaks got the turnover, but then just gave it right back, and Sterling was able to get out in transition at the other end. 8-point Galesburg lead. Meadows fakes a three, steps to the left, now shoots it up and off the back iron. Rebound. Harden tried to square up for it, and he got a hand into the back of Yarborough on the weak side. Now DeMarco picks up his first foul. And we'll walk it to the other end, and a 1-1 for Sterling on the 8th Galesburg team foul.
And again, as we talked about, this game here is getting much more tightly officiated than games we've seen here as of late. And Sterling shooting the 1-1 here and headed for the double bonus with more than 3 minutes to go here in the half.
In and out. So they've missed the front end of 2 1-and-1s. That time it was Isaiah Yarborough. Eric Price was his third rebound. Has it on the right elbow, up top to McCants. Back to Price on the wing. And he traveled with it. He swung the ball down low, and we can see him drag the pivot foot from up here. So Streaks with only 3 turnovers in the game, but 2 on their last 2 possessions. Half court offense
just sputtering a little bit right now.
That's a good word. Yep. In the right corner, Schilling working against DeMarco. Fakes right, goes left, cuts off, kicks it out to Trevor Voss. Voss lost the handle on it. Kyleb comes from the backside, picks his pocket, and then Voss fouls him as Meadows tries to get out with it. And that's 3 fouls now on Trevor Voss. 3 of Sterling's 4 fouls are on Trevor Voss.
And we have just done a terrific job of picking their pocket here. And again, we've done that in the perimeter here, which leads us or allows us to get a much more clearer shot to the basket and score points off those turnovers.
Now, I don't know if I wrote that one down or not. How many turnovers do you have for them this quarter?
I have 6 for them.
Okay. I did not write it down, so I have
13,
6 as well.
13 for the half. A lot here, and that's all Galesburg's defense.
But, of course, what the foul by Voss did was prevented the Streaks from getting out in transition, so now they got to try to make it happen in the half court. They're going to get it to DeMarco. Why not? Oh, in and out this time, and the rebound, Donovan Jones. I thought that ball was going to go down. DeMarco's shot was right there. At the other end, a runner and a blocking foul on the Streaks as Schilling took it in strong from the right side, and this time they'll get 2 fouls on the shot, but it's a double bonus for the rest of the way anyway.
And they have been doing a good job when they have been in their half court of getting to the rim. Again, we've struggled a little bit this year of being able to guard the driver, the ball handler, on-ball defense. And again, some struggles here tonight. They're getting to the foul line and getting to the rim.
Schilling with the first free throw. First make tonight by Sterling at the free throw line. Another one coming. It's up and in and out. Hangs on the rim, and that allows Sterling to get underneath for the offensive rebound. Jones with a kick out to Willman for 3. Ends up as a 4-point play, and the lead is down to 4 at 27-23. And a jump in the passing lane by Schilling on the steal. Layup at the other end, the miss, and Willman with a follow dunk. And that electrifies the Sterling crowd. Galesburg's turnover gets Sterling within 2 now at 27-25.
And they're playing with some momentum and got their crowd into it some.
2.5 minutes to go in the half. McCants in from the left side. Hangs in the air, and Sterling picks up a defensive foul. But Jalen's ability to hang in the air was just enough to force the foul. I guess on Cooper Willman, his first. And McCants will go to the line shooting 2. 73.5% on the season. That's Jalen's 201st free throw attempt of the season. Pretty amazing. Over 200 free throw attempts. And we still have six and a half games here.
We said from the get-go this year that as aggressive as he is to the rim and on the offensive glass, he's going to shoot free throws.
Makes them both. First 2 points of the second quarter, six in the game. Gelsberg back up by four now, 29-25. Streak's biggest lead has been 10. Sterling has been within two on a couple of different occasions. Actually got within one at 13-12. Down four with the ball here. Here's McCants with a near steal, but Jordan got to it first. Now the pass on the right side to Schilling. Swings the ball down low. Fakes right, goes left, traveled with it. 14 Sterling turnovers, seven in each quarter.
And he is, and we talked about it down at Taylorville, he's a freshman, but he's a good-looking player. He's very heady, very patient, steady. Lots more maturity than you would think from a freshman, and he certainly has a great future here with Sterling.
2 minutes left in the first half. Silver Streaks lead by four, 29-25. Caleb Meadows on the left side, quick three, and he airballed it. Wilman underneath with the basket, with the rebound. Back comes Sterling with a runner at the other end. And it's Noah Lapointe this time with his first basket.
Another transition, yep. Easy basket there.
McCants in from the left side. The kick out Meadows to the right side, Dre. Back to Caleb on the left side. Dribbles left, gets it back up top to McCants. McCants to the free throw line, fires it down low. Alex with the reverse layup.
Great recognition and a cut there and a great pass by Jalen.
31-27, Streaks by four. Sterling with a quick runner down the lane. Shot falls off the rim by Aponte. Alex with a rebound. Streaks back quickly. Harden. Dre. Now back to DeMarco. Tries to go inside Alex. Knocked out of bounds by Trevor Jordan. 1:09 to go in the half. Streaks lead is four. They'll inbound from the corner to our right. DeMarco Harden on the baseline. This will get Eric Price back into the game. And DeMarco will get a breather.
Did a super job coming
yeah.
in here. And providing us a spark in all ways here. Great job off the bench by DeMarco Harden.
That's what I was going to say. Good quarter by DeMarco. On the inbound, Meadows open three off the back iron. Good box out rebound by Yarbrough on the weak side. 4-point Gelsberg lead, under a minute to go for the half. Sterling ball, Donovan Jones on the far sideline. Now up top, Jordan working 1-to-1 against Eric Price. Kick out, left corner. Wilman hits another three. He is on fire right now. He's knocked down four straight shots, and he's got 12 to lead the Golden Warriors. They're within one.
We were concerned here if they would get hot with their shooting here tonight, and they're heating up here in a hurry.
McCants up top, 30 seconds to go for the half. And he's going one-on-one against Wilman at the volleyball line. Goes to the left. Wilman backs off, gives Jalen space to back it up with 22 seconds to go. Fires it into the right corner, Dre. Back up top to Meadows. Caleb leaves it off for Jalen with 14 seconds to go. McCants calling out the play with the ball just inside of half court, 10 seconds to go. Dribbles to the left side. Goes around his man. Into the left corner, Price. Spins. Kicks it back out. Jalen to the left side. Baseline with one. Gets the shot up and an offensive foul called as Wilman drew the charge. And Sterling takes momentum into the locker room even though they're down just one. 31-30, an offensive foul called against McCants to end the half. We'll take a break. Teams head to the locker room. We'll come back, take a look at the first half statistics. We'll get a word from the coaching staff when they come out of the locker room as well. Run through the individual scoring for you. Also, 31-30, Gelsberg by one at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Gelsberg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Gelsberg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Gelsberg Nissan, home with a lifetime warranty.
Time to bring it inside.
Enter the doghouse!
Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's
time to represent.
And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Renting has been okay, but you've always dreamed of owning a two-story home with three bedrooms, a backyard. Your dream can come true when you buy the two-story house on Willard Street in Galesburg. It's newly updated and ready for you to move right on in. Get the details at galesburg.info, keyword for sale by owner.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Musgrove Fieldhouse in Sterling. Brad Benowitz, Hall of Famer Steve Cheeseman with you. And just commenting to Steve here at halftime. I don't like it. Streaks are getting outplayed. The only thing that even has Galesburg with a lead here, one at the half, 31-30. Well, I'd say there's two reasons why the Streaks have the lead. Number one is 14 turnovers by the Golden Warriors. And number two is they missed the front end of a 1-1 twice. They were only 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Those are the only two really blemishes on what they've done in the first half. By all rights, they should be winning this game. They just outplayed the Streaks here in these first two quarters.
They sure did, and they battled, and they've got a lot of spark here, and they're playing very well here at home. And those 14 turnovers, and you again talked about that in the broadcast, early in the broadcast, we don't have the ability to keep the statistics on points off of turnovers, but a majority of our points here in this first half came off of those turnovers with steals and interceptions. So we could be in a heap of hurting here tonight because our half-court offense has been very ineffective. We've struggled in terms of getting back on defense, finding their shooters in transition. Again, as you said, we're getting outplayed here, and they've got confidence going into the locker room. We're in a dogfight here tonight.
Meanwhile, down at Quincy, the Blue Devils lead Alleman just by 6 at the half, 31-25. Matt Schuckman of the Quincy Herald Wig reported the Blue Devils had 7 turnovers of their own in the second quarter, helping Alleman stay in the game there, down just 6. Here, the Silver Streaks, despite all that, as we said, do lead 31-30. Let's go ahead and take a look at our first half statistics brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg.
We were 12 out of 29 from the field for 41%, well below our almost 50% for the year. Only 3 out of 12 from three-point range, and again, only 2 out of 7 in that second quarter, and we missed our last 1, 2, 3, 4 of them. So, again, really struggled in the tail end of the quarter there. They, on the other hand, 12 out of 24 for 50% and hit 3 of their last 4 shots, and they were 5 out of 7 with a 3 ball, and again, hitting those in transition where we didn't get out and cover up their shooters. Here's an area, and we talked about this in our keys to the game, rebounding, and we're getting out-rebounded as bad as we've been out-rebounded all year, 18-11, and again, 9-5 in the second period, and again, our saving grace right now, as you said, Brad, they've committed 14 turnovers, and we've scored a bunch of points off of them. And we've just committed 5, although we had 4 of them in the second period. So, you know, all in all, got a 1-point lead here, but have some concerns. And I know Coach Hart and his staff are addressing those here. And the biggest thing is we need to shore these little things up that we know need to be shored up. They're not any kind of mysteries or anything like that. Come out here and reestablish things, especially in this first 3 minutes of the second half.
Free throw shooting, Sterling just 1 out of 4. Silver Streaks 4 out of 6. Here at halftime, Lexi Rodriguez, the great All-American high school volleyball player for the state champion Sterling Golden Warriors, was recognized here at halftime as the Gatorade National Player of the Year. So
that's quite an accomplishment.
I'd say
that
so.
Is quite an accomplishment, and she is a superstar volleyball player.
So a lot of excitement here at Sterling after a big first half finish by the boys basketball team, and then that recognition for Lexi Rodriguez here at Sterling. Let's take a break. We'll come back, take a look at the individual scoring. We'll talk things over with the coaching staff as well. Again, despite all the frustrations for the Silver Streaks, they do lead at the half, 31-30. More halftime coverage coming up, including individual scoring, when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
WGIL, proudly connecting you to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Dawn Tucker from WGIL, reminding you that baseball season isn't far away, especially for the Galesburg Silver Streaks. The Streaks baseball team is hosting a music trivia night on Saturday, February 1st at the Galesburg Knights of Columbus. Doors open at 5:30. Trivia starts at 6:30. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and connected to Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast with scattered snow, even freezing rain tonight, about low of 30. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 36, a low of 32 tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny and a high of 49, low of 32 for Sunday night. Outlook for Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45, with a 50-50 chance of rain and snow Monday night, an overnight low of 33. And Tuesday, cloudy skies with a chance of rain and snow and a high of 35. It is 35 at WGIL.
Missing a minute could cost you big time. Tune in for the Clark Howard Show, weekday mornings at 9 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
31-30, Silver Streaks lead Sterling at the half. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Let's go down courtside. Steve Cheeseman with assistant coach Tad Thompson.
Sterling High School, Musgrove Fieldhouse. Streaks have a 31-30 lead here, but we've struggled, coach. What were some of the discussions you had? And I'm sure they weren't some pleasant ones.
They were not pleasant, to say the least. But, you know, one thing these guys have done all year, they've responded to our coaching, whether it be through the teaching moment or through the get-yourself-going mode. I mean, you know as a coach as well, there's two modes sometimes that you got to go through. But they respond well. We just got to do a better job of being there for one another, and we got to do a much better job of playing with the intensity that's gotten us these 21 wins.
And we know they're a dangerous ball club here. What are some of the things that we've got to look for in terms of they shot the ball well there. They got better and better as the second quarter went on. What are some of the things in terms of their personnel or scheme-wise or strategy-wise that you want to make sure you're paying attention to when you're in the second half?
On the offensive end, we just got to be sharper. I thought, you know, we were coming off our motion offense, coming off those screens straight to the three-point line, playing way too far away from the basket. We got a curl, get to the rim, play inside. We're pretty dang good. Defensively, you know, I thought our rotations were a little slow. Trapping the ball screen was working really well for us. But that backside rotation's got to get cleaned up because number 3, number 5, 12, they're way too good as shooters to leave wide open. And we're fast enough to get out there. We just got to make sure we're doing it.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks, as always, to assistant coach Chad Thompson joining us here at halftime. Individual scoring here in the first half. Cooper Willman leads all scorers, 12 points for Sterling. Donovan Jones had 5 early in the game in the first quarter. John Paul Schilling off the bench with 3. Isaiah Yarborough, Nathan Ottens also with 3. Noah LaPonte and Trevor Jordan with 2. Trevor Voss got into foul trouble, did not score in the first half for the Warriors. For the Silver Streaks, DeMarco Harden the leading scorer with 8, all of those off the bench in the second quarter. Dre Egyptiaco, Jalen McCants each with 6. Riley Milan 3, Kyla Meadows 4, Alex Egyptiaco and Eric Price each with 2. So not real impressive numbers there. Thank goodness for DeMarco Harden there in the second
quarter. He really did add a spark. And, you know, great point by Coach Thompson there. we did a great job, and we saw that where we redded, what we call red, double-teamed the ball screen. But when we got the steal, it was great, but we didn't rotate from our other three players to find their shooters there. They sort of fell asleep. We've got to make sure if we're doing that double-teaming the ball screen, that we rotate hard and find their shooters here because they can't be wide open, and they're shooting the ball awfully well.
Rock Island with a 15-14 lead in their game at United Township. Again, Quincy leading Alleman by 6 at the half, and Geneseo with an 8-point lead over Moline, 35-27 at halftime in that game. Streaks with the ball to start off the third quarter, leading 31-30. They've led the whole game, led by as many as 10. One is as close as it's been on a couple of different occasions. Same starting five for the Streaks here to begin the third quarter. Riley Milan, pull up left side, hits a 17-footer. Like to see Riley get going. He took only one shot the whole first half.
Nice start there. Good offensive possession by the Streaks.
33-30, Galesburg by three. Here's Sterling's first offensive possession. Aponte, left side Trevor Jordan, drives in, scoops it out to the left corner, Willman. Now back into the hands of Voss with those three fouls. Just outside the free throw line, Willman's free throw jumper goes in and out, and the weak side rebound, Jalen McCants off to the left side. Milan with it on the right elbow. Not quite a minute gone, second half. Riley curls down the lane to the basket, missed it, and the rebound batted away from McCants and chased down by Voss onto the baseline. I love it when Riley attacks the basket. Just couldn't finish that one off. Streaks by three. Jordan got around Jalen, drove in from the right side, scooped it up and in with the right hand.
Jordan's a nice player, and he's having a very, very fine night here on both ends of the floor.
Leading rebounder with four for Sterling, just his fourth point of the night. 6:40 to go, third quarter. Here's Price dribbling in from the right side and a push foul called on Jordan. That's just his first. And I think that's what you're alluding to, the defense that he's played. He's been very effective against Price in man-to-man defense, and that was just his first foul.
And Eric did a good job of crossing over there, changing directions, and caught Willman a little off balance and got a foul.
On the inbounds, Alex tries to chase it down and can't get to it. It's out of bounds, and that's the Streak's sixth turnover. And another opportunity for Sterling to take its first lead of the night, trailing by one here just a minute and a half into the third quarter. Moline opens the second half on an 11-2 run. They take a one-point lead over Geneseo early third quarter. Here's Sterling looking for its first lead and a travel up top by Voss. He got the pass on the top of the arc, and he turned, and I think he was caught off guard by how wide open he was, and there was a huge lane to the basket, and he just dragged his pivot foot.
And he tried to do something a little too fast there, and he's had that call on him a couple times tonight as he tried to go before he really had control of the basketball.
So the Streaks still with a lead despite another opportunity for Sterling, down one. Here's Price with it on the left side. Crossover dribble. The kick out to Milan. Drives in. Now kicks it back up top to Price for three off the rim. And the rebound by Voss for Sterling, who's got four boards of his own now. The lob to Jordan, catches in the air and lays it in. And Sterling has its first lead of the night at 34-33. Transition burns the Streaks again. Back quickly, Dre. Shot blocked. Rebound Price up and in. And a quick answer by Galesburg.
And a much-needed basket there.
35-34, Galesburg. Jordan with it on the right wing. Jalen trying to poke it away. Here comes a trap. Passes it away. Ball got deflected. Milan got a hand on it, but he lost it out of bounds on the sideline.
And we're scrambling, trying to be aggressive here and trying to make things happen. And that's a good sign.
McCants will get a breather. DeMarco Harden back into the game. 35-34 Silver Streaks, 5:25 to go third quarter.
And I think Coach Hart wants Jalen just to take a breather and get himself gathered.
The Streaks jump that double team out high, and it forces another turnover. Milan, the break, the Euro step, the left-handed scoop in from the offside.
Great start by Riley Milan here. He's doing a lot of things defensively and offensively to pick us up here.
16 Sterling turnovers and another transition basket out of it. Galesburg by three now, 37-34. Willman up top to Yarbrough. Yarbrough going man-to-man against Harden. Now back up top it goes, and the long rebound after the miss by Voss batted out to Milan. Riley drives in and attacks the basket and gets fouled. That's the fourth of the game on Trevor Voss, and Milan will shoot two.
Great job of getting the ball off the glass with that long rebound and pushing it ahead with a pass instead of a dribble. And a good cut to the basket by Riley Milan there. And that's textbook fast break basketball there.
Well, I think that was that DeMarco who got in there, got a hand on the ball down here,
yeah,
that batted that ball back out.
He's just making things happen there. He's a smart player, knew he couldn't get it, bat it toward our basket, our direction.
Milan misses the front end of the two free throws here. Riley's 0-for-4 from the, or 0-for-3 rather, from the free throw line in this game. Uncharacteristic. He came in at 66% on the season. Second one coming. Up and in. Streaks might have been in the lane too early.
Yeah,
got
I was
a break there.
The same thing there. Could have had that free throw make waved off.
38-34, Galesburg by 4. 4:40 to go, third quarter. Back into the game, the freshman, John Paul Schilling, has it in the right corner, working against Dre. Up top, Jordan, now working against Milan. Good defense by Riley, forces Jordan to pass it out to the left side, and an air ball three by Yarbrough, and a nice job collecting the rebound underneath by Price. At the other end, Alex, cut off in the baseline, skips it out to brother Dre for three off the front of the rim. Rebound, Harden grabs it, puts it up and in. DeMarco just reached back with that ball coming hard off the rim, and he put it back up and in quickly for the answer. The dribble drive in from the right side. Milan comes over. Might have got a hand on the block on Jones's dribble drive. The rebound, Eric Price. Streaks trying to extend the lead. Eric, scoop with a left hand, rolls out. Rebound off of Price as he and Jordan were doing battle down low for the rebound.
Nice move by Eric. I would have liked to have seen Eric because we were in a good sequence of where we're getting the ball off and getting it up the floor. With a pass, we had numbers again. If we could have got the ball ahead, everything slowed down when the ball got stuck in his hand a little bit.
Yep. Halfway through the third quarter, Streak's lead is 6. Schilling faked left, went right. Alex with a steal. Poked it loose. Runs out to the other end. Too strong on the layup. Ball saved by Jordan under the basket. Now here comes Sterling with a 3-on-1. Schilling ran into Price, and the Streaks come away with a steal. Harden picks off the pass, firing it into the front court. Alex to Dre. Back out to Alex. Drives. Puts it up and in from the right side.
And that all is a result of getting the ball up the floor in transition. You may not get an initial layup, but in a secondary break situation, you're going to find an opening or a wide open man. We did there and got a layup and extend our lead to 8.
Streaks have picked up the pace in this game. It hasn't exactly been pretty on a couple of opportunities, getting the ball in the lane, going up for the shots. But what it's done is it's gotten them more comfortable, gotten them into more of a rhythm, and they've been able to build this lead back up to 8 here.
And it's allowed us to be more aggressive on the defensive end and, again, continue to keep them off balance on the offensive end. They're a little tentative now because we're in passing lanes. We're certainly being able to poke the ball away off the dribble there in terms of our digs there. So, again, a great start here to this second half, and we thought that, and it is every game, a key here those first 3 minutes, and we've passed in flying colors tonight.
Well, unfortunately, it's more of the middle 3 minutes than the first 3 minutes, but we'll take it whenever it comes, right?
Absolutely.
Sterling actually got its first lead of the game at 34-33. Galesburg's answered with a 9-0 run. Forced a Sterling timeout there. We're under 3:20 to go in the third quarter. Bounce pass to Jordan inside of a triple team, and he got perfect position down low, layup up and in.
Good ball movement there and a good cut to the basket.
He's 3-for-3 from the field in the third quarter. Here's a three by Harden from the right wing. Missed it. The weak side rebound chased down by Alex Egyptiaco. Tries to throw it behind him off of Willman, but he can't get it back in bounds, and it goes back to Sterling. Here's Sterling into the front court quickly. Voss avoids the charge, dribbling out to the right. Willman gives it right back to him up top. Now quick pass to the left side over to Jordan on the wing, trying to go around Dre. Gets into the lane, forced it up with the right hand, rushed that shot a little much. Rebound Riley Milan, Streaks back in transition. Dre on the right wing. Keep in mind, Streaks doing this run with Jalen McCants on the bench. Now Price up top, trying to go one-on-one against Jordan. Scoops it through the lane, right through the hands of Harden. I think he took his eyes off the pass.
Took his eyes on it and was looking to get to the basket before he caught it. And that this little statement here by the Streaks in terms of this run that they're on here should give these players confidence that they can do things without Jalen, whether Jalen's out with an injury or foul trouble or whatever, that we have more weapons and can get the job done. Nice job by the Streaks there and those five players on the floor.
McCants back into the game now, replacing Alex Egyptiaco. Here's Voss down low, turns, shoots it over Dre. Dre got a hand on it. Price came down with the rebound. Jordan tied him up, and Sterling will hang on to it.
And good defense there. We just weren't able to secure the basketball. And again, Jordan, he's had a great game here tonight, and he's made lots and lots of little plays as well as big plays for Sterling.
Bounce pass into Willman, and the step back banks it up and in over Price. That's Willman's first basket of the second half. He's got 14, and now Sterling back within four at 42-38. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Price to the free throw line, dribbling left to right. Harden comes out, now right corner Dre, wide open three off the front of the rim. And the rebound by Jordan, his sixth of the game. Still feel like the Streaks are too quick to put up the three here tonight.
And it looks, the last couple of possessions, yes, they're out of rhythm. We've been able to get good shots for moving the ball and running our offense.
Willman curls into the lane, high up and in with a left hand off the basket, comes out flexing his left arm. Sterling back within two at 42-40.
And he's had a terrific game as well here tonight for Sterling.
16 tonight for Cooper Willman with a minute 25 to go. Dre fakes left, drives right. He attacks into the lane. Can't get the shot up and over in the rim from the right side, but he gets fouled with two free throws coming. That'll be the first of the game on Noel Aponte.
Every time we look like we get a little bit of a breathing room, we make some mistakes in terms of judgment, and they come down and make plays on the offensive end, especially with Willman and Jordan.
Free throw by Dre, up and in. First point since the first quarter for Egyptiaco. He has seven. Gelsberg's lead is three, 43-40. And again, I don't feel like we can emphasize it enough. Cooper Willman is the starting quarterback for the football team, and we know the success that great Sterling football program has had. And you bring that kind of winning mentality onto the basketball court, it translates from one sport to the next.
And there's no question about that. And very evident the way he carries himself, the decisions he makes, he's cool under pressure. That all is big-time translation and big-time important.
Egyptiaco missed the second free throw. The ball got knocked out of bounds on the rebound. Here's Cooper Willman going right, drives left, kicks it into the left corner. Ottens for three, missed that one. He knocked down a big one in the first quarter. Jalen with the weak side rebound, his sixth. And into the front court, going man-to-man against Willman. A reach-in foul called against Willman. That's the fourth team foul on Sterling, second of the game on Cooper Willman. And the Streaks will inbound from the far sideline.
And this quarter's been much more clean in terms of fouls committed by both clubs here. A little bit more flow to it in that regard.
On the right side, DeMarco Harden drives into a double team, kicks it into the corner. McCants for three, missed it. Dre tried to sneak in from the backside with a rebound, couldn't get it. Jordan got it instead for Sterling. Back come the Warriors, leaving it off right side. Otten's up top. Willman swings it over left side. Aponte for three, well short. Rebound finds its way to Willman, dumps it off to the left side. Wide open jumper missed, but the rebound put back by Donovan Jones. They got three chances at the basket. Sterling is within one now at 43-42. Down to the final 30 seconds of the third quarter. McCants drives in from the left side, and he threw the ball over the basket. Weak side rebound to Aponte. Now Sterling with the ball and a chance to take the lead at the end of the third quarter. At the free throw line, Jordan, trap, Streaks reach in, knock the ball loose, and a foul called on a reach in, I think, against Mike. Nope, they're going to call that on Alex. Official was, I thought it was on Alex, but the official was pointing at Mylan. Third of the game on Alex, just the first on the Streaks here in the third quarter.
There we doubled, got good rotations, just a step late, thought we had the strip. And the official thought that Alex had part arm there, and we get a foul here, and they got the ball inbounds underneath their own basket, 13.1 to go.
43-42, Gelsberg, Sterling with the ball, inbounding from the left of the backboard. Into Ottens, back up top to Yarbrough. Yarbrough dribbling right, 8 seconds to go. Into Riley, got tied up with him, missed the shot, rebound batted around. Jalen comes up with it, 3 seconds to go. Jalen at half court, ooh, off the back iron. Silver Streaks maintain the lead at the end of three, 43-42. This is Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Life can be like a basketball game. Everything's going your way, and then airball. That's where I come in. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. I'll help you put the full court press on any accident by selecting the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you won't foul out. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about how Savea Mutual Insurance is a slam dunk.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Three quarters gone at Sterling. Galesburg with the ball to begin the fourth quarter, leading the host Golden Warriors by one. Kyleb Meadows back into the game for the Streaks. Eric Price, here's Kyleb up top. Bounce pass through the lane to Jalen. Sterling knocked it loose. Streaks trying to tie it up, and they do, but that's going to be a turnover. Possession arrow favoring the Warriors, and they get it back. First possession of the fourth quarter, and the Streaks' lead is just one, 43-42. Streaks got that little run there in the third quarter, built the lead very nicely with about 325 to go. Got the lead up to eight. Yep, and then Sterling answered coming out of that timeout. On the left side, around a screen, and the jumper up and in by Trevor Voss from 17 feet out. Sterling regains the lead at 44-43. It's going to be that kind of game, I think, for the final 7:15 here. Up top, Milan. Works his way to the right side. Around a screen. Pull up from 14. Missed it. And the weak side rebound, Trevor Voss. Now Sterling trying to add to the lead. The crossover dribble runs into Price. And Ponte lost a handle on it. At the other end, Meadows under the basket. Alex, kick out to Milan. Drives, banks it up and in. Big nice, answer.
Nice ball movement and decision making there to get that shot, convert, and get the lead again.
45-44, Streaks back on top with 6:40 to go in the game. Jordan up top, onto the right wing of Ponte. Now Jordan with it at the top of the arc. Quick three by Yarborough from way outside. Streaks, I don't think, mind him taking that shot. Long rebound, McCants. Streaks into the front court. Jalen, step back, three to answer. Off the front of the rim. Rebound, Alex had a hand on it. Loose ball batted to the floor. Jordan gets to it first for Sterling. Another quick three by the Silver Streaks, who are 3-for-17 from the field. At the other end, Willman misses a three from the corner, and Riley Milan gets the rebound for Galesburg.
And not one that they would have advised there as well.
Riley's had a pretty good second half here.
He sure has.
Here's McCants at the free throw line. Kickoff right side. Eric Price drives into the lane to the free throw line, curls it back to the outside. Now Milan on the wing, right side. McCants comes out into the corner, drives into the lane, kick out. Price open for three, in and out, and a late foul called.
Going to
be three fouls. Late foul called as Jordan got there too late for Sterling, and that's going to be three free throws for Eric Price. Galesburg needs these. Eric 66.7% on the season. Second foul of the game on Jordan, five on Sterling here in the second half. Price to the line. Just 4 points tonight. Two in the first quarter, two in the third quarter. Now he's got one in the fourth quarter on the first free throw. Two more to go. Galesburg by two, 46-44. 5:43 to play. It's been nip and tuck all night. Streaks have led by as many as 10. Sterling has had a one-point lead twice. Price knocks down the second free throw. 47-44, Galesburg. Three quarters gone at Wharton Fieldhouse. Moline leads Geneseo 42-41. Keep a close eye on that game tonight with Geneseo trailing the Silver Streaks by a half game in the standings. The miss by Price on the third free throw. Sterling with a rebound. And the kick out, and they throw it away. Tried to find Schilling in the corner, but they threw it behind him. 19 Sterling turnovers.
And that's a break there because he had a wide open three there. If that pass is completed.
47-44. Galesburg by three. Streaks with the ball. Price will bring it across midcourt. Up top, McCants. Onto the left wing, Riley. Trying to find Price cutting into the lane. Now they get it to Dreja Gypsyako. Pulls it back out. Price has it on the far side of the court. Milan was open under the basket, but the Streaks couldn't find it. Entry pass to Jalen. In traffic, one on four, emerges out of the crowd and banks it up and in. That's his first points of the second half. He's got eight for the game, and the Streaks lead by five. Big basket for Galesburg. 5 minutes to play. 49-44. Jordan up top to the left side. Yarbrough onto the wing. Voss. Voss trying to crossover dribble and a foul called on Kyla Meadows. Voss dribbled it in, initiated the contact. Kyla just put his hands out, stopped him defensively. Third foul on Meadows, second team foul on the Streaks with 4:52 to play.
And that's a young player trying to play defense with his hands there instead of his feet and get ahead of the ball, and he stops that dribble drive. Need to try to string stops together here.
On the entry from the baseline, Streaks nearly stole it away, and then all that allowed Voss to do once they got the pass out high was dribble right down the middle of the lane, and he pulls Sterling within three now at 49-46.
And we're on the run once that interception doesn't happen.
Jalen got caught in the lane, triple teamed, and a reach-in foul by Schilling is his second. 16 fouls on Sterling. So the next one will have Galesburg shooting free throws the rest of the way, and again, only two team fouls on the Streaks here in the second half. Milan will inbound right of his own backboard. Gets it into Price on the wing. Eric squares for three. Passes up. He's going to pull it back up top. Now McCants has it. Looks over the floor. Price is going to pull it back out to the volleyball line and work his way left to right between the circles. Eric with a strong left-hand dribble out there. Dribbles to the left wing. Pulls it back out. Milan has it. Fires it back left side. They clear out for Eric, but he can't get around his man. Jalen has it now, behind the back with the dribble, loses the handle on it, chases it down into the corner, turns and shoots a three.
Wow.
52-46, Galesburg by six. Huge basket. Under 4 minutes to go. Sterling lost the handle on it, but Jordan got to it. Sterling with numbers. Willman for three. Off the back iron. Chases down his own long rebound to the left side. Dribbles in from the left side and takes it all the way. He is all left-hand power on the dribble. And once he got to the left side of the court, he was very comfortable. Pulled Sterling within four. Here's McCants driving in from the right side. Leaves it off for Milan, who will back it back up. Coming out for the high pass, Alex Egyptiaco left elbow. 3:18 to play, Silver Streaks by four. Price with it. Cut off of the free throw line. Hesitation dribble down the lane. Poked away, picks it up. Now McCants, his own hesitation dribble. Down the left side, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, can't hit the follow, and gets fouled on his third opportunity. Jalen was wide open when he found himself on the right side of the lane, and he just short-armed it right off the front of the rim. And he was fortunate the ball came right back to him, and he got fouled on the second putback.
And again, relentless on chasing down his miss there, and has a chance here to still get 2 points out of it.
Second foul of the game on Noah Lapointe. First free throw rolls off. 11 points tonight, 10 rebounds for Jalen McCants. Points have been hard to come by in these last two games. Remember, he scored 41 against Sterling when these two teams first met up back at Thiel Gym back in December. But he's had only, well, there's a second free throw. 12 points tonight. He's had only 20 points in the two games since. Galesburg's lead is 5, 53-48, under 3 minutes to play in the game. A bad pass out high. McCants poked it into the backcourt. Willman chased it down. They've got numbers. Into the front court right, Yarbrough. Now Willman up top on the elbow and a timeout called by Sterling. 2:46 to go. Galesburg by five. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation on the road tonight, as they do anytime we hit the road. We want to remind you about that great lifetime powertrain warranty available on all qualifying vehicles at Galesburg Nissan, including this 2017 Nissan Rogue SV. List price $21,295, mileage a little over 13,300, city miles per gallon 25, but 32 highway miles per gallon, and it's just extraordinarily comfortable car with lots of added features on it. We invite you to check it out. And again, ask your salesman about the lifetime warranty. It's on all new vehicles and qualifying certified pre-owned vehicles of under 50,000 miles and under 5 years old. And once you get that lifetime warranty, it's good for the amount of time that you own the vehicle, and it comes at no additional cost on the purchase price. Check it out, Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. Game reset here. Streaks are in the bonus. 17 fouls on Sterling, just two on the streaks. 2:46 to play. 53-48 Galesburg by five. Possession arrow favors the Golden Warriors. It's Sterling ball coming out of this full timeout. They have two remaining. Silver Streaks have three timeouts remaining.
Try to put back-to-back stops together would really go a long ways here.
Dribble drive by Voss. Got around Milan. Took it all the way down the right side of the lane for the basket and a foul. Voss has come alive here in the fourth quarter. He was scoreless. Took only two shots in the first 24 minutes of the game. He's now 3-for-3 with 6 points and a chance at a three-point play.
And so much for that idea.
First foul of the game on Riley Milan. Free throw by Voss. Off the back iron. And the rebound by Price. He's got 7 boards in the game. Again, Sterling continues to not shoot well from the free throw line. They're just 1 out of 5 tonight. 3-point Galesburg lead, under 2.5 minutes to play. 53-50. Price to the left wing. Bounce pass down low. Jalen finds his way up and in from the left low blocks. He is establishing position down inside where he was not able to get open earlier.
Great footwork. Very, very quick spin.
8 points in the quarter, 14 for the game for McCants. Voss again. This time the switch defensively. Alex Egyptiaco playing him. Jordan down the right side of the lane. Took it one-on-one against McCants. Initiated the contact. Got the foul. Jordan will shoot 2 free throws on the third foul by McCants.
And Jordan really trying to get to the rim and very good at getting to the rim. His first step is very big and very quick. He's a big, strong kid, and he uses his body very well to provide a shield toward the defender.
First free throw up and in. Trevor Jordan, 9 points tonight, 7 here in the second half. 55-51, Galesburg by 4. Only the fourth team foul on the streaks. 2 quick ones on Galesburg coming out of that Sterling timeout. Jordan made them both. He's in double figures with 10 now. The lead is back to 2, 55-52. This is Western Big Six basketball at its finest. About the time the Silver Streaks try to establish control and regain the lead, Sterling battles back. Fitting in very well, as a Western Big Six Conference team should do. Here's a hesitation dribble by Meadows. Pulls it back out to McCants. Dribble drive in from the right side. Jump stop in the lane. Came up short off the front of the rim. Ball knocked out of bounds. Galesburg gets it back.
And really going to Jalen and trying to let him create here one-on-one.
And now the Streaks call a timeout. This will be just a 30-second timeout. Yeah, Jalen has 7 shots in this fourth quarter alone. 7 of Galesburg's 9 shot attempts here in the fourth quarter.
And you tip your cap to Sterling. Willman has done a tremendous job guarding him and making him earn everything. And also they're cheating off of the nearest defender to help out on Jalen and really forcing Jalen to try to score against 2 to 3 defenders and having to change directions and really expend energy here tonight to score. So they've done a fine job against Jalen here. And
darn it.
Yeah. And that's going to happen as the season goes on. If you're an opponent of the Silver Streaks, you got to find a way to make Jalen have to earn his points and make the other players beat him.
He gets it on the entry, and a good established position in from the left side with a bank shot up and in.
Great.
What a find from Riley.
Great execution of the inbounds pass and a fine court vision there by Riley to find him.
57-52, and Voss driving in from the right side.
Foul.
Yep, there's an offensive foul. All right, Voss just fouled out of the game. Alex was moving, but he had established position in front of Voss. Voss kind of leaned the left shoulder out in front of him, cleared out Alex. Good job by Alex on selling that a little bit. And that's exactly what Ryan Hart says as Alex comes to the bench. Good job. Shakes his hand, pats him on the back. 20 Sterling turnovers. They'll put on the full court pressure now with 1.5 minutes to play. Inbound to Price. 8 team fouls on Sterling. Price gets around the trap. Fires it through the hands of Meadows, who was open under the basket, but Eric threw it too strong, and Kyleb couldn't reach up and grab it.
No reason there. We've got to be cautious with the basketball. Take care of it. We have the lead, and the clock is our ally.
1:20 to go. 5-point Galesburg lead, 57-52. Up top, Jordan. Entry pass down low, Donovan Jones. Got around Milan, reverse layup, missed it. Good job by Riley to make him switch to the other side of the basket. He couldn't finish it off. McCants with a rebound, needs help in the backcourt. Into the front court, Riley tries to go around Jordan, and a blocking foul called on Trevor Jordan. His third. Milan will go to the line shooting a 1-1. trying to get that free throw percentage back up. Just 1 for 4 at the line tonight.
And they're committing defenders to the basketball. People are going to be open ahead. But once we get the ball, there's no hurry there. We're the ones that have the lead. We want to pull it back out, run clock here.
Yeah, down to 62 seconds to go. So the time is on the Silver Streak side, although still too much of it on the clock to make Ryan Hart comfortable. Milan to the line for a 1-1 here. It's up and in. Big free throw by Riley.
Big basket or big free throw there. Knocking down free throws with the lead. So important in a tight ball game.
Still a two-possession game at 58-52. Second free throw by Milan on the way and off the back iron. Rebound Trevor Jordan, who has 9 in the game. Still life for Sterling. Through the lane, Schilling to the basket, and a foul on the Silver Streaks. The lane was wide open. Schilling found an opening. Dre Egipciaco fouled him, and that could make it a one-possession game on this second, on this free throw coming.
Yeah, just a tough one there. Let him go ahead and try to shoot that, but he's a competitor there, and he's trying to defend.
Second foul on Egipciaco. Schilling to the free throw line.
Again, this good-looking freshman.
1 for 2 in the game, 5 points. 4-point Galesburg lead, 56 seconds to go. Off the back iron. Rebound, Milan took it away from Schilling, and Schilling got in underneath him and fouled him right back, so we'll walk it to the other end. Streaks are in the double bonus now, and Milan will shoot 2 free throws. Big miss by Schilling there at the free throw line, and a huge rebound by Milan.
Keeping it a two-possession game here.
Yep.
And giving us a chance here to make it still a two-possession lead, but they have to hit 2 3-pointers.
Sterling is only 3 out of 8 from the free throw line in this game. Milan misses the first one. It's been a tough night at the line for Milan. He is 2 for 7. He has 11 points with 55 seconds to go. Second one up and in. 5-point Galesburg lead, 59-54. Yarbrough in the right corner gets it out to Willman on the wing. Willman driving right. Alex cuts him off. Bounce reversal back to Yarbrough. Now right back to Willman on the wing. Open three. Missed it. Weak side rebound. Schilling is able to chase it down. Now reverses back into the lane. Out to Jordan. Big step toward the basket and a blocking foul called on the Silver Streaks. He took 2 big strides to the basket in from the left side. The foul on Milan is his second, and Jordan will get 2 free throws.
And again, all that with a clock stopped here, and they can score points.
34 and a half seconds
running.
To go. Yep. First one up and in.
Got to make sure that we box out here, and we're going to get a timeout here. And I know Coach Hart's going to talk about a couple of different scenarios here, both offensively and defensively here, with a half minute to go on the game. But we've got to secure a miss on the rebound or on the missed free throw if they do miss it, and then be ready for pressure.
34 and a half seconds to go. Streaks lead is 4, 59-55. Second Sterling free throw coming when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated, morning, noon, nights, or weekends. He'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Having a hard time finding qualified candidates to fill your open positions? What if you could speak directly to thousands of potential candidates? All you need to do is visit galesburg.info, keyword jobs, to learn more about radio and web recruitment. Hurry, the perfect employee may be listening right now.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, things are very interesting in the Western Big Six Conference here tonight. Galesburg leading Sterling 59-55 coming out of a Streaks timeout. Second free throw coming for Trevor Jordan. Rock Island trails United Township at the end of three quarters, 34-29, and Moline with a 1-point lead over Geneseo with 2 seconds to go. 3-point lead here. Jordan makes at the other end. Jalen attacks the basket, and another foul on Sterling with a 3-point Galesburg lead, 30 seconds to go. Jordan with his 4th foul, and right back to the line now goes Jalen McCants.
Wasn't there 30.5 seconds to go?
The timeout was at 34.5.
30.5, okay, my fault. That explains it.
First one by Jalen is good.
Good.
Back to a two-possession game at 60-56. Again, Streaks in the double bonus. If Galesburg fouls again, Sterling will be in the bonus. 30 seconds to go, four-point Galesburg lead. Second free throw by McCants coming. And good. Jalen's been big here in the fourth quarter.
Make them have to run clock here, and again, no fouls. No fouls here.
Willman with a crossover dribble. And a timeout by Ryan Vasquez with 25.9 seconds to go as Willman tried a little crossover dribble out high. Was going to drive in from the left side, so now the Warriors timeout with 25.9 seconds to go, and Galesburg's lead is 5. What do you tell your team if you're in the Galesburg timeout here, Steve?
I think that you want to do everything you can to play solid defense, find their shooters, but it is absolutely critical here not to foul. Again, fouls allow them to score points with no time coming off the clock. So you want to defend, defend honestly here, but again, not foul. If they score, fine. Then you've got to make sure you get the ball inbounds and get the ball inbounds safely and securely, knowing they're going to go for a steal and then double team and attack the basketball. And you got to look up the floor because they're going to commit people here.
Isaiah Rivera with a pull-up 18-foot jumper hits the bottom of the net at the buzzer, and Geneseo escapes with a 57-56 win at Moline. For the moment, they're tied with the Streaks for first place in the conference, and now Sterling just had to use its final timeout. Streaks defended well on the inbound. Schilling on the baseline couldn't find anybody, and now Sterling uses its final timeout with 25.9 seconds to go.
And that may be bigger than you think there. That's a great job denying the ball inbounds. That means that if they score again in this situation, they have no timeouts there to reset their defense. We can let the ball bounce around and then pick it up and, again, kill lots of clock. And when you're talking about this time here, a few seconds really does matter. Great job by the Streaks of denying. Again, work that. Play solid defense, no foul, and see how much that you can get them to try to run clock. They're going to try to shoot the ball quickly here. Again, no foul, just contest the shot.
Quincy stays in the hunt. They had a big second half and defeated Alleman by 26. Rock Island trails United Township by 6 in the fourth quarter. On the inbound to Yarborough on the wing. Yarborough up top to Jordan. 22 seconds to go. Hand off to Yarborough. Spinning in on Dre. Contact forces up the shot. Missed it. Good box out by Riley. And they have to reach around and foul in with 15 seconds to go. And we'll walk it to the other end. Streaks get that big defensive stop they needed.
Absolutely. Played great defense. Moved their feet there. Played fundamentally sound. No foul. Killed lots of clock there and secure the rebound after the missed shot. Fine job there in that possession defensively.
Now Milan needs to knock down the free throws. 3 out of 8 tonight. First one up and in. He has 5 in the fourth quarter, 10 in the second half, and 13 for the game. And the next one would make it a two-possession game with 15 seconds to go. It's good, and the Streaks lead by 7. 2 big free throws by Milan. After 2 big free throws by McCants, the Streaks lead 7. Schilling drives, and the Streaks more or less let him take it to the basket up and in. 63-58, and they force a turnover on the inbound, and then Schilling on the floor couldn't come up with the ball. It trickles out of bounds back to the Streaks with 2 seconds to go.
We were fortunate there.
Sure were. And now Galesburg almost just has to get the ball inbound unless Sterling fouls before the clock starts. Milan to pull the trigger on the inbound. He goes to a cutting Price to the basket, to the layup, and that's how the game ends. 65-58, Galesburg wins it by 7. The Silver Streaks are 22-3 on the season. They maintain their hold on first place in the conference, going 8-2 and remaining a half game ahead of the Maple Leafs, which won on a buzzer beater at Moline tonight. Post-game show coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local. Buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Kratty Insurance Agency. Your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Elite Inc. If you can think it, Elite Inc. can print it. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Clark Howard.
This is Clark Howard.
The pitches never stop on TV for reverse mortgages. The problem? Reverse mortgages have ultra-high fees up front, and often they strip you of the equity in your home, and you end up out on the street in a foreclosure. In the USA Today investigation, they found 100,000 homeowners who ended up with no place to live. Be careful.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
It's true. I do some of my best car shopping in the middle of the night. Put on my flannel jammies, grab a cup of cocoa, and start weighing my options. To clarify, I'm talking about GalesburgToyota.com. It's a great 24/7 resource to see everything we have on our lot. So when the sun comes up, you know exactly what you want to come test drive. And our market-based pricing makes our car buying experience as straightforward as possible. The price of each pre-owned vehicle is listed right on the website and right in the window. Haggle free. Buy local, buy with confidence, buy at Galesburg Toyota.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Katie Carlson from WGIL, reminding you that the Super Bowl is coming up. Not that one. A benefit soup supper by Chapter G of the Illinois PEO, which will raise funds for United High School senior girls. It's Sunday, February 2nd at the Alexis Community Center. To find out more, click on community events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing when your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include Loving Bottoms Diaper Bank, Galesburg Community Chorus, and Knox Prairie Community Kitchen. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIL forecast, cloudy tonight, patchy fog, some rain and snow before midnight, and a chance of drizzle overnight, a low of 31. Some patchy fog tomorrow morning, otherwise cloudy skies, the high of 38, low of 32 tomorrow night. Sunday, sunny, and a high of 49, a low of 32 again for Sunday night. And the outlook for Monday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 33 at WGIL.
With the final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Ryan Hart, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Thanks for being with us for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball here on WGIL. All right, partner. First thing I'm going to say is, phew.
Absolutely. And we knew this would be a tough one on the road. They're a dangerous ball club that can do a lot of things. They're very good here on their home court. They had some outstanding performances by their veteran players, their go-to guys tonight, and they did a good job against us, and we found a way to gut one out, and that's what good ball clubs do. They find a way to get a win when they're not at their best. And we did that here tonight and played very well down the stretch here, and a couple of great stops there at the end with Al Fallon iced the ball game for us.
Coach Ryan Hart will be joining us here in the post game, but first we want to run through our final statistics. You have the team numbers added up?
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Okay. Shooting-wise, Streaks again below average here tonight. And again, hats off to Sterling. They did a fine job in the half court and really caused us problems. We were 23 out of 56 for 41%, only 4 out of 20 three-point shooting-wise for 20%. They, on the other hand, 24 out of 52 for 46%, and they were 5 out of 15 for what is that there? I don't have that right there. They were 5 out of 7 of the first period, 0 for 7. They were 5 out of 15 with a 3 ball there for 33%. And the real key is after being for 5 for 7 in the first half, they did not make a 3-point shot in the second half. We covered up beautifully. We got back in transition. We made those adjustments that we needed to make at halftime there to keep their 3-point shooters who were really getting hot there in the first half to really cool them off and make a big difference there. Rebounding-wise, first time in a long time we got rebounded, but I'll tell you what, we shorted up in the second half to make it much more competitive there, and we out-rebounded them in the second half, but we still, for the game, lost that battle 34-29. And here's the real key. We committed 10 turnovers tonight. They committed 20. And a lot of those there in the second period and midway through the third period there where we were able to score points off of those turnovers and get baskets, easy baskets, when we needed them.
Other statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Streaks were 15 out of 23 from the free throw line. Sterling just 5 out of 10. So Streaks outscored him by 10 at the free throw line. That wasn't insignificant either. Individual scoring, Cooper Willman led Sterling with 18 points tonight. Trevor Jordan finished in double figures, 12 points, 9 rebounds. Next up, John Paul Schilling and Donovan Jones, each with 7. Trevor Voss with 6. Then we go to Isaiah Yarbrough, Nathan Ottens with 3 each. Noah LaPonte had 2 for Sterling. For the Silver Streaks, Jalen McCants, 18 points, 11 rebounds tonight. Riley Milan with 14 points, 7 rebounds. DeMarco Harden, double figures with 10 points tonight. Eric Price finished with 8 points, 7 rebounds for him as well. Dre Egyptiaco, 7 points. Caleb Meadows and Alex Egyptiaco each with 4. Streaks win it, 65-58. Still to come, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and a word with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart as well. Galesburg wins it by 7. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball postgame coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
When you're driving at night, do you sometimes
pretend like I can't hear my kids talking so they'll fall asleep?
Well, yeah, we all do that. But do you get these weird halo things around headlights and everything's like blurry and hard to see?
No. That sounds like a vision thing. You better make an appointment at Kehoe like yesterday.
Night blindness affects millions of Americans. But the Kehoe doctors have the technology to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Time to bring it inside.
Get to the
doghouse! Time to bring your game to the court, the mat, the pool, and the bleachers. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business.
You're going to love working with Elite Ink.
Design services are 100% free, and if you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious. By the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. Congratulations to Karen Beam of Monmouth, who won $30 when she was spotted wearing her blue WGIL button. To find out how you can win, go to WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks go on the road, where it's never easy to win in the Western Big Six, and it certainly was not easy here tonight. 65-58 the final. Galesburg improves to 22-3 in the overall and 8-2 in the Western Big Six. Again, if you weren't with us earlier, Geneseo, Isaiah Rivera hit a buzzer beater to help Geneseo prevail at Wharton Fieldhouse by 1. They were down 1 with 2 seconds to go. Geneseo had the ball. Rivera hits the buzzer beater to win it. So the Maple Leafs still a half game behind the Silver Streaks in the conference standings. Galesburg sophomores winners here tonight, 65 35. So we see players out, no coach yet. So let's go to our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. The guy the Streaks count on came up big here tonight, Coach.
Yeah, and I think that it's certainly worth mentioning the energy and the contributions that DeMarco Harden gave us there in the second period. He came off the bench at a time we were a little stagnant, a little sluggish, got things shook loose there, made a couple of quick baskets, got a steal, provided us with some energy that we needed. But when we talk about the crunch time player of the game here in a tight ball game down the stretch, our go-to guy who was able to score 12 points in the fourth quarter, made some key baskets, some key free throws, got some key rebounds for us, helped us do the things that we needed to do to get a hard-fought win here tonight would be Jalen McCann. So our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game tonight, player of the game tonight is Jalen McCann. Great effort there down the stretch in a clutch situation to help us secure the win.
And for Jalen, his 14th double-double of the season with 11 rebounds. 65-50 at the final. Streaks win it. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Ryan Hart when we come back for final thoughts from Sterling on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
The GHS girls basketball team has another Saturday Western Big Six conference game as they host the United Township Panthers tomorrow afternoon. I'm Tom Erta. Join Eric Gibson and me for the pregame around 12:10 on WGIL.
Good luck to the Galesburg girls basketball team. Tough loss at Quincy last night. Quincy boys winners over Alleman tonight. Geneseo defeated Moline. Galesburg winners here tonight at Sterling. And the upset of the night may be happening with Rock Island trailing United Township 49-45 with under a minute to go in the game. I'm not going to say that a Rock Island loss there would knock them out of the chance at finishing in first place in the Western Big Six, but it sure would be a huge blow to their chances with three teams ahead of them with two losses or three losses, and that would be Rocky's fourth in the conference if they couldn't knock off United Township tonight.
They would have to have some unusual things happen, and the likes of Galesburg, Geneseo, Quincy stubbed their toes on down the stretch, that's for sure. And we've got UT at our place
exactly.
Next week, and Ryan Weber, Coach Ball Club, is always a dangerous ball club, no matter what their record or how they're faring at that particular moment.
So that will certainly help Ryan Hart's case in practice this week to help the Streaks focus. If he ever feels like maybe they're not as focused as they should be, to be able to just point to what UT's doing in that game and to point how tough it is anytime you're playing a Western Big Six Conference game, as we find out here tonight.
And after we stubbed our toe up there in our second,
right.
You know, we lost our first two conference games on the road.
Coach Ryan Hart joining us now in our post-game coaches
interview.
He's
ready to get out of town. He's got all of his goods there and suit all ready to go.
By the way, you want to say hi to your mom to get things started off here tonight? Just...
Sure. What a lovely lady.
I'm sure she's real proud.
She is a terrific lady. Those Williamsfield folks are wonderful people.
All right, let's talk about Jalen McCants in the fourth quarter tonight. Concerted effort to get the ball to him. Was that intentional? Was that because it had been tough for him on the inside all night long. So what changed there that he was able to get some position and help carry us to that victory?
Well, we had to modify some of our plays a little bit. It was the third time we played him. So they got film, and every time – we play in Western Big Six. All the coaches exchange all the film with each other. So we've had, I don't know what it is, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 games that they got on us. So everybody watches film. Everybody knows what people do. So you just basically got to stop what works. And it's no secret we like getting the ball down inside because that's a high percentage shot. So when we were able to call a couple timeouts or late, or at least one timeout late, after we tried to run a play, we just kind of had to switch it up a little bit, and we did get the ball down to them a couple times. And I mean, it worked, but it just really not satisfied with the way we played tonight.
Certainly not.
You know, we talked, and one of our battle cries over the years, you and I and Coach Reynolds and the rest of the staff, was find a way kind of mentality. And here on the road tonight, we weren't at our best. They played an outstanding ball game. Again, they made their adjustments. There's no secret where you can watch all that film. You know, what do you say to the guys? You just found a way to get a win and get out of town, right?
Yeah, and the last couple of timeouts that they called, it was like, we're up five. I mean, we've earned the right to win this game. You have to do it at the defensive end. And, I mean, we struggled down there tonight. We gave up too many bounces around. We've done a pretty good job now figuring out a way to guard the ball screen. And we're trapping it a little bit here and there. But our backside rotation is just a little bit shaky at times. And tonight it kind of showed. But, I mean, we got a lot of steals on that, hedging the ball screen and double-teaming it. So, I mean, six on one hand, half dozen in the other.
Yeah, do or die kind of thing.
You just kind of got to work and try to get it better to where you can figure stuff out. And on the drawing board this week is dribble handoff. So,
what changed in the second half strategically? Because one of the things Steve and I talked about at halftime, and Steve talked about it with Chad Thompson there as well, we had Sterling with 14 turnovers in the first half, and we were converting a lot of those into points. And thank goodness, because things weren't happening for us in the half court at all. We didn't force quite as many turnovers in the second half, but our half court offense improved. Not as much as the coach would like, I know, but it was better. What became kind of the strategy there to kind of settle things down and get us back into our own rhythm?
We had a very good halftime talk, and we addressed some issues, and I think they came out with a little bit more sense of awareness, if you will. I mean, this is a long season, and it's hard to be 15, 20 points better than everybody you play every night, and we've done a pretty good job of it. But the last couple of games, it just seems like we've got to get back to what got us to this situation, this spot. And, I mean, again, third time we played these guys. So, and the last time was a 4 or 5 point game tonight. I mean, Eric made that layup at the end on our last second play, and I mean, it ended up being 4, but again, we still have to do a better job. But execution-wise, just a little bit faster, stronger, lower, harder, whatever. Because we had guys open down low, and we made 2 bad passes down there. I remember we had one post-entry when Jalen got down there on a play we ran, and it was a very nice play, and it was a very great read. The pass was just a little low. And then the very next time we got down there, Caleb runs down the sideline and runs down to the middle of the lane wide open, and we had a one-hand pass from about half court, and it sailed. I mean, Caleb had to jump 3 feet to his left and 2 feet in the air to just get a hand on it. I mean, just little things like that. And I mean, it's kind of disappointing because we work on ball handling and passing a lot in practice, and to see that kind of waver a little bit, I mean, we just got to get more refocused, if you will.
It's a little bit of the dog days of the year. I mean, you're at the end of February.
Well, January is always kind of like
just
that.
Just what I was going to say.
I mean the last 12 years has been the same. I mean, Saturday.
All of us know as basketball coaches.
Saturday's games after Friday night, I mean, they're a struggle. And the January games, it just seems like that is the dog days of summer for baseball guys. It's just a long season. And usually it comes back around in February. And we talked after the game's over. We only got, 6 games left?
Yeah.
So they're only guaranteed 7 more games. And I told them, if we don't figure out a way together to do this, then in 2-3 years, you're going to be disappointed in yourselves for not doing it.
Last thing I want to ask you, DeMarco Harden, there in the second quarter. We're having a heck of a time getting anything going in the second quarter. It might get lost here in the second half at the end of the game, but those points he put up for us were huge there. He had 2 big threes. He was big off the bench for us tonight.
And he got that one rebound and kind of make a pass fake, and everybody got off him, and he hit a little 3-foot jumper in the middle of the lane. So, I mean, we have confidence in those guys. And, I mean, you haven't said anything about Riley. I thought Riley brought us together in the fourth, in the second half altogether. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, each and every night, and we talk about this a lot, I mean, it's just a new guy stepping up just because of the maturity level we got and the lack of experience. I mean, and we're getting the experience now, so everybody's kind of now actually stepping up instead of just relying on 2 or 3 guys. Now the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th guy, they can actually get in and get something done for us. So that's a good thing. That's a good problem to have.
And that's a great point. The Mark have a good ball club in all kinds of ways. And finding a way to win, these are the kinds of games you lose when you're not a good ball club. So we'll take it.
And it was on the road. I mean, it's always hard to win away from home. And all of our losses are away from Thiel. And so when you can get get them any way you can take them.
You betcha.
Well, and to your point, I'll just say, and I'm guessing you're not aware of what's been going on. Geneseo had to get a buzzer beater at Moline to win there tonight. Yeah, of course, you know who hit the shot.
Well, I'm assuming Rivera.
Yeah, of course. And at last check, Rocky was down 4 to United Township.
How many?
4.
Oh, 4. I thought you said 40. I was like, what?
He's going to fall off the bleachers.
With 28 seconds to go.
Well.
So.
It is hard.
Conference nights
Western
are tough
Big Six
nights.
Basketball.
Did all of them go down to Quincy and win?
No, they were down 6 at the half, but they lost by 26.
Okay. Well, it just goes to prove the point. And we talked earlier, last weekend on Saturday, about kind of danger games. And that Moline game is kind of a danger game up there. I mean, in this one, we talked about this one in Moline. Yep. Not that the rest of them aren't important
we
or dangerous.
We were all in agreement talking to him in the same things.
Yeah. So, I mean, every night's going to be a battle. And we're just going to have to grind it out the rest of the year. And hopefully we can get our mojo that we had early in the year. I mean, if we don't ever succeed getting that mojo back, we're going to have to be grinders. So that's how we're going to have to approach the rest of the year.
The nice thing is we're finding different ways to win
in
the big picture.
Yes. Yep. And even through adversity. So,
yep.
I mean, and there's some adversity again tonight, too. So just the same way we've had the last couple games, just grind it out and find a way to win and just keep on rolling.
Thanks for coming by, Coach.
You betcha.
Thank you.
Silver Streaks improved to 22-3 on the season, 8-2 in the Western Big Six. We'll close things out here. And, yes, United Township did win. They beat Rock Island 51-48. So that helps the Silver Streaks in the long run as well. All right. Well, kind of a quiet week coming up here, Coach Steve Cheeseman, because no Saturday game, no Tuesday game. So you got all week to prepare for United Township. And the coaching staff has a little extra to talk about in the practice with them knocking off Rock
Island.
A couple
of different angles to
work from. Can't overlook them.
And they can work on some things now. They can have a good routine, a steady routine to work on the things that Coach was talking about and get back to where they want to be, freshen up a little bit. And, got two straight games at home and a big one then on the following Tuesday night. So, and those will go a long way toward where this thing's going to go down the line here.
We'll see you next Friday.
You betcha.
Our thanks to Brian Prescott, our broadcast engineer. For Steve Cheeseman, I'm Brad Benowitz. Streaks win it tonight, 65-58. Sophomores winners as well, 65-35. Good night from Sterling.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.